I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. There's word of a possible ceasefire in Syria this weekend during a Muslim holiday. The UN says the Syrian government and some rebel groups have agreed to the four-day truce, but an al-Qaeda-inspired Islamist group, Jabhat al-Nusra, is rejecting the ceasefire, saying it doesn't believe President Bashar al-Assad will really observe it. So far, all diplomatic efforts have failed to stop the violence in Syria, which activists say has killed more than 34,000. The BBC's Tim Huell reports from the town of Mara.
There's a helicopter in the sky, so everyone got worried.
We should move, think?
It's helicopter.
Should we move?
No.
Really? One of the graveyards, Mare, is full of people this evening. And they brought in, all wrapped in white cloth, the body of a man who was killed in an airstrike. But just as the body's being lowered into the grave, I can see everybody's actually looking up into the air, because up in the sky what the keenest people can see is a helicopter. And I think they're worried that the helicopter will have seen this big gathering of people and may target us. Maria is a small town of farmers and traders just north of Aleppo, forever gazing nervously into the sky. For months since government forces pulled out, it's been part of free, rebel-controlled Syria. But it's not free from the death or destruction the regime's aircraft bring almost daily. Here, they can't understand why the outside world's just standing on the sidelines.
He's
the foreign secretary, yes.
He heard a lot of things about Mr. William.
William Haig?
Yeah, he talked about supporting Syrian people and helping Syrian people, and really we like it. But now we are waiting for his action, not only talking.
One reason the West won't intervene is that it doesn't entirely trust the rebels. The local battalions, a group of brave, if not very tuneful, friends. Farmers are blacksmith teachers, led by a charismatic electrician, Abu Rayad. Like others, he sports a glossy black beard. Is that a sign of extremism?
Of course not. We're Muslims, moderate Muslims. There is one God we pray to every day. We don't need to be more extreme than that.
To see how Maria copes without a normal police system or a normal justice system, we've come to a meeting of the temporary judicial committee formed since the revolution. There are three young men standing in a row now in front of the judge, and they're all accused of smuggling tea across the border.
Yes.
The smuggler is arguing back now. The suspected smuggler, what's he saying?
He's saying, I can swear on the Quran what I'm doing is illegal, and I'm not planning to smuggle across border to Turkey.
That oath settled the case for now. It's not a new way of dealing with the most minor disputes, but will Islamic practice now become more important? Local headman Mohammed Saleh is on the committee.
Sharia law should come first, because Sharia is a form of justice that has proved itself for 1400 years. But we should graft other laws onto it to make it suit all communities, including minorities.
Rebels say they want an inclusive Syria after the war, but local activist Yasser al-Hajji fears that if the West stays out of the fight, it'll bring about the very result it fears.
The longer the conflict goes on, the more extreme people will become. So it's up to the West and the rest of the world to help us to get rid of the Bashar, or take us longer time, have a lot more killed, and people become more extremist.
The light's just fading here in one of the four cemeteries of Mara. And what's extraordinary, Yasser's just showing me, is that alongside the existing graves, there's a whole series over here, simply of pits, unfilled graves, all ready for people who haven't even yet died.
We dig our own grave before we die, so if we die, we have our grave ready. I don't know what to say, really, sometimes. Can't say anything.
The BBC's Tim Huell in Syria. Back in 30 seconds, here now.